Welcome to Modern Day Abigails with Anna and Juliana and our producer Amanda. Together we equip maiden servants of the Lord to live holy and righteous in an ungodly world. Let's learn God's Word so we can walk in confident humility with healed hearts and a readiness to serve Jesus. We're so glad you joined us. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father God, Holy One of Israel, you're the great I Am, the creator of heaven and earth in each woman. So Father God, we ask that you would just direct us as we teach and as we learn, Lord, and that you would help heal us, Lord, because our righteousness comes from Jesus. And you told us to live holy because you are holy. Teach us holiness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
So, Joanna, if I were asked you, what does a woman today look like? You know, we're going to be learning what women yesterday in the Bible looked like. What do women today look like?
Oh, Anna, it completely breaks my heart. These women today, they are what I would call a mess, unfortunately. They are, some of them are suffering abuse. They are suffering, they've got so much bondage around them. They have low self-esteem. They are in addiction of all sorts. They are closet alcoholics. And a lot of this stems from them being abused, all forms of abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse. They have maybe been abandoned.
So what Jesus would call brokenhearted.
Oh, very brokenhearted. Very brokenhearted.
And so for some of our women who are wondering, and they might be asking themselves this, how would you define a closet alcoholic? How would you tell me if I was a closet alcoholic? Maybe I wouldn't know. What would that look like?
Well, actually, you wouldn't know what it looked like because they hide it well.
Really?
They, like for instance, when they take their children to school in the mornings, they come home, they start drinking until they pass out.
Oh, wow.
And then they wake up and they go pick their kids up from school. They put their kids to bed, and then they start drinking again. And for these women, it's very easy to do because often their husbands aren't coming home at night.
Oh, no.
Their husbands are out doing whatever, living single lives even though they're not single. Sometimes they might be out running around. And these women are in such a downward spiral that they have learned to hide their addiction very, very well, because by the time they put their children to bed, they start drinking again, they pass out. All of their husbands know when they come home is, oh, my wife's asleep.
Oh, man.
Then they wake up and the process starts all over again.
And there's no one there who's helping them get through it and pointing it out because they're hiding it so well.
They are hiding it because they are ashamed. They are embarrassed, but what they're trying to do is numb their pain.
Oh. So what we need to do is show them how women of the Bible didn't numb their pain, but actually came out victorious through the situation.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we are going to see that in Abigail.
So let's do that. Let's start with Abigail, 1 Samuel 25.
Now, there was a man in Moen whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing the sheep in Carmel. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. But the man was harsh and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb.
Wow. That is a lot there. So
let's break this down.
Right. What does it mean in our imagination, what's very rich? But what are they saying is very rich?
Apparently, how many goats and sheep you have. So I would say I'm flat broke.
That's what I'm thinking. I have nothing. I'm poor.
Yeah, I'm pretty broke here.
Unless we count dogs and cats.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
We might have a little bit.
Although we can't shear them and sell them.
True. So tell me about Nabal, because we know that the scripture is very filled even with names. So tell me about this. I see God's order in here. He mentions the husband first. So who is this Nabal God? What can we see in the first verses?
Well, first we know that he's rich according to his livestock, which is how they traded back then. We also know that his name is Nabal and that his wife's name is Abigail. We see that Nabal was very harsh. He was very evil. And we know from researching his name a little bit, which we have done, that his name means fool. We're also going to see further down in the scriptures that his name actually does mean fool. And not only does it mean fool, it means scoundrel. It means morally senseless and intellectually senseless. We're going to find out that he is probably a very high-level narcissist.
So I guess it's safe to say that he was probably one of those ones who are renamed, since I'm thinking maybe his mama didn't actually birth him and name him that.
Seriously, we hope it's a nickname.
Yeah.
But we don't know for sure.
So what about, now Abigail, I found this when I read verse 3 the first time, and it's mentioned, it said, she was a woman of good understanding. I had to stop. And I had to sit there and go, what is a woman of good understanding? What does that look like? Can I see a woman on the street and go, oh, good understanding. Oh, good understanding. Oh, not so good understanding over there, honey. Can you see that? What does that look like?
Well, in my opinion, it looks the exact opposite of the woman we were just describing of modern day lifestyle. She does have it together. She is a woman of possible integrity, wisdom, discernment. We see that she is married to a man who is a real piece of work.
Harsh and evil.
Jerk. But yet, the Bible still calls her, even though she's living with this type of man, the Bible still calls her a woman of good understanding, and she was beautiful.
And beautiful, is that probably important here?
I think so, because a woman who is a complete mess, a woman who is living in a world full of bondage that is wreaking havoc in her life, most of the time they don't get out of bed. Mm. It's rare that they would even wear makeup.
Oh, wow.
Which is okay. A lot of women don't wear makeup. But
what you're saying is she's letting herself go. She's not taking care of herself.
Yes.
Whether she's wearing makeup or not.
When you are a complete mess on the inside, the last thing that you absolutely care about is getting up and showering, getting up and doing your hair. You would rather be completely in bed, curled up on sleeping pills or Xanax.
Oh,
instead,
wow.
The Bible mentions that this woman is beautiful, which means that she has done the exact opposite. She has kept up her appearance. She is very lovely to look at. She probably keeps herself well kept, which means that even in the midst of this complete chaos of a man, she has her act together.